Уважаемые участники форума, мы начинаем.
Distinguished participants of the forum, we're ready to start session devoted to the patriotism, which is backbone of society, heroes of our time. Let's give a round of applause to our moderator, Kevin Anna, deputy head of human capital agency. Eugene, the head commander-in-chief of Espanol.
Никотин Дмитрий,
political scientist, blogger.
И Андреа Пальмери,
Italian war correspondent in the Donbass.
Анна, передаю вам слово.
Anna, over to you.
Раз-раз.
Can you hear me?
Последний нюанс.
That's the last detail I need to correct. I'm happy to welcome you to our today's session, and I'm absolutely positive that we have brought together the most resistant. The session is called Patriotism is the Backbone of the Society, Heroes of Our Time. So who are the heroes of our time? Not abstract symbol, these are live people who inspire and aspire us not through the words but through their deeds. In digital culture, high speed of changes and rethinking of roles, it is important to talk about heroism, not as something exceptional, but as a personal choice, service and commitment to your homeland, to your people. Patriotism is not the feeling, but it is the backbone which brings us together. It is shaped through respect and responsibility, perception of connection and links to the history and future of our country. Today, we will be talking about how hero image is changing under current circumstances and how it impacts the youth, culture and society. And some of the speakers are going to be with us online. First question to Olga Petrova, Deputy Minister of Higher Education and Science. Olga, are you with us? I'm happy to welcome you to the forum. Can you hear me? And I hope you can hear and see me. Let's give a round of applause to Olga. Thank you for joining us. This round of applause to you. Olga, from your perspective, how media, schools of culture can shape the love for homeland among youth? You know, the school of media, art, of those institutions which shape a lot of things. But I'd like to start from a different point. In our country, we're working under the decree of 2024, May decree, which set the primary goal of our education. Those working with the youth, implementation of the potential of each person, development of gifts and upbringing of socially responsible individuality. This is a very important national goal within which we are acting, and we are trying to implement all the initiatives of ours. The national goal, which is the backbone of national project Kids and Youth, and undoubtedly all our activity in many areas is aimed at implementing the initiatives set by these principles. And the decree of 1817, stipulating 17 values, and patriotism is one out of the 17 values. Is a kind of a weaver going through all these goals, and is fundamental, which determines all other goals. And then there is a question of how to convey these, through which tools, how to shape among youngsters understanding and this kind of a value-based backbone, so they can say what is good, what is bad. In universities, we do understand that one of the tasks is to shape critical thinking which would allow the student being in such a big information environment with constant feed of information which should be processed. So the person can understand this is a good thing, this is a bad thing, and to act with our spiritual and moral values. Here, our network of staff, the pro-rector community helps a lot, and every pro-rector who can convey our principles and value. We said this is the integration of these values in educational curriculum, the backbone of the Russian state, the Homeland Service, that which allows to provide for appropriate training and education. We do understand that only together we can create this necessary environment to give understanding to our youth at different stages, at different level of education, so we can use different tools. But I can tell you for sure that there is a consistency. First, the colleagues from the Ministry of Education, then we inside our ministry did the same, then the Rosmolodezh, the Russian community of knowledge. We are acting in one big ecosystem where we use the tools of media and the tools which allow to broadcast and to convey this value orientation which underlie all the regulation. There are many projects in universities, and I do believe that if we have some students from universities, they can give the name of these volunteer initiatives, the initiatives with the help to the military special operation soldiers. And we have them to inside the universities, they feel as students. The project titled My Hero, when the student get together with these special military operation fighters and they ask questions, and the Association of Patriotic Clubs, we're proud of that, this single system of values where we set all these goals. But it is only possible in harmonized cooperation with our staff, with our teachers, professors. And one of the programs implemented as a kind of a post-professional training under the leadership of Mr. Dugin. Yesterday, everybody listened to Mr. Dugin during his speech. Mr. Polosin is one of our ideologists who helps us to develop this initiative to integrate the module of backbone of the Russian state in this educational curriculum. So this is associated with different activities. As for the students, mass media, and aggregator of our student universities, mass media have become very important since they define the rating of universities. Rectors do compete to be as high as possible in this scoring and rating, and bloggers help a lot. We actively help them, and we ask our students to help us. We do understand that this language of communication among the students help them to be engaged in the agenda. That's one of the tasks in front of universities, is to shape socially responsible citizen of Russia, a patriot who understands that the current moment and the future totally depend on him, and everything is in hands of our young student, and we are kind of navigators guiding the student through these dark waters. And so what kind of opportunities are present in Russia, and our students participate in different fora, the international youth festival,
Не каждый год у нас будут большие мероприятия в Нижнем Новгороде.
In Nizhny Novgorod.
Форум, который проходит сегодня.
As the forum we have right now, so this is the venue, this is the platform where you can create a joint idea, initiative, and then to find an opportunity to implement this idea, to get together with the like-minded, to discuss new meanings, new ideas. And we, as a Ministry of Science and Higher Education, together with our great rector community, will do our utmost.
For
these ideas to be implemented. So the national project, kids and youth, touch upon 37 million of our population, since all the youth from 3 to 35 years old, even the for preschool kids projects, and they do provide set of tools which deepens the understanding of the country, of the homeland, and these are the things which allow us to get together to respond to the challenges we face. We don't understand that strength is about the team and the unity. Together, we will achieve more. I'd like to ask all the students in the audience to be proactive. Please propose ideas in universities. You have pro-rector responsible for upbringing activity. Different names, but this is the person who can be approached with the initiative, and this person will help you, will advise you. And then you can make your contribution to the development of our country, so our country can be great, strong, as this leadership is possible only working together. I wish very fruitful discussion. And the main thing is dream, and dreams come true. Olga, thank you a lot for such a lively and inspiring address. Thank you for sharing the practices. We will be getting to our next speakers, Eugene Raskazov. How do you believe? Which public institutions can upbring heroism as a style of life, but not as an extreme manifestation? You know, before talking about this, it is necessary to define what heroism is, what patriotism is. I suggest looking at the lens of performing things, so heroism and right deeds, social institutes, even patriotism itself, are the things associated with the maturity of an individual. To explain this point better, let's look at the maturity stage of a male. So there is a boy in the family, the source of prosperity, power, strength, and he would like to follow the suit of, and who is the manifestation of deeds for the sake of the family, and the family is the biggest public, it's the father in this family. So there is a healthy individuality. I'm not talking diminishing the role of the mother. We are speaking about patriotism itself. You know, patriotism teaches how to protect the homeland, how the father teaches to protect the mother. So there is maturity process when the person perceives the spiritual aspects of life. In his life, we see the God. The God is a continuation of the father image. If a person is capable of being mature enough to be orthodox and to find the Almighty God in his heart, so he looks at the world in a different way. He starts evaluating, assessing the situation in a different way. He starts undertaking responsibility. He is not the son to his father. He is one of the slaves to the God who bring the will of the God into the society. This is spiritual reincarnation. So with the perception of God, with undertaking this full responsibility for your soul, for your deeds, for your ideas, person achieves a particular level of maturity when his individuality allows this person to take on responsibility not only for himself, but for his people, for his ancestors and for his predecessors. So this is what patriotism is about. So commitment to your homeland as a commitment to your father in the past. The readiness to protect mother, serving the father and following his suit, is this minimum which gives the breed to the commitment and service to the homeland. That's what we need to base our approach on. When we try to speak to the youth about service without explaining this, you know, when I was 16, 17, I would show you some bad sign and would say that, you know, it's not about me, so we are may be made slaves. You know, this kind of explanation is the thing which gives the first impetus inside the person's soul. I'm not becoming a slave. I'm becoming the person who is responsible for the people. I'm taking on the father's responsibility for the whole people. If we look at this perception, then we start to understand the problems we inside our society face in the lack of patriotism. It's not classified information that my peers of 30 and 25 years are the generation without fathers. So the fathers and mothers of whom went through hard 1990s when the father worked in five jobs and mother was responsible for the upbringing, and the mother taught some spiritual points and took care of the kid. But mother is not a father. So we missed the first stage of the maturity among the big share of our youth. That's why everything else collapses, snowball effect. So if they do not perceive the Father, they cannot perceive the God. If they do, it is a real deed based on the intelligence of a person. If no, then we face with a wall which is difficult to break through. Without loving the God, it's very difficult to be committed to your homeland. It's very difficult to start the service to your homeland. But the service in this case, whether the son serves to protect his mother, because he is ready to do anything, even sacrifice his life to protect his mother. But how can he perceive this service? Not because he is forced by the father, not because he is sad that unless he does that, he would be a bad kid. Vice versa, it goes deep from your heart. It goes from this feeling, which is embedded inside the man, love for homeland. But every Russian soul here knows what we're speaking about, but difficult to describe. The feeling is not bright, not sparkling. And you cannot use many interesting words, and there is one word, love. Love is the reason why we build and protect our cities. Love is why we sacrifice our life on the front line, making everything possible to protect our homeland. Love makes us protect our mother when being a kid. So the conclusion is, love is
чувством.
The feeling, is the state of our mind and soul, and religious phenomenon, since God is love. where we are moving during our lives through different maturity stages at which we face different challenges and different obstacles.
But we have to be based on maturity. Why? Because patriotism, with this understanding, through this lens, gains a very positive shade of elitarity. Whether the marginal elements, not drunk, not very sober, be a patriotic who is screaming out death to America. No, he's just copying, mocking some joiners from the perspective of own understanding. That's not. Whether a person is a patriot who went as a volunteer to war, completely understanding that this is a way to solve their economic problems and come back home and get some benefits. Of course not, because when executing his war deed, he will make a deed, heroic deed. But whether he's a patriot, no, he's not. Let us speak about images. I think there will be some reflections on institutes and products. I believe that in the media industry, it's necessary to support in all areas. If you want patriotism, if you want mature society, you should make sure it has a functional meritocracy. Please make sure that at all stages they got resources and dignity and recognition to be mature enough to be patriot, and at the same way should be as talented as non-patriot. A very vivid example of the product that is being internet is for piece of art is the film At the Bridge, At the Brim. I saw a lot of war in special military operations, a lot of fates. That's the only movie that shows the real war, the real what it looks like, and showing that the character, the hero, is not just a person from a beautiful fairy tale who will come and solve all your problems. A hero is each of you, people who are much weaker than you, some of them at least, people with difficult lives, procrastination, and but people that happened to become in a real place, in a real time, and showed what does it mean to be Russian. I recommended this movie. At the level of a state propaganda, it should be demonstrated in schools, because it shows patriots, people with different education, with different income levels, with different confessions, predominantly Orthodox, but not only. But these are people joined with the level of their maturity, their patriotism. So far, that's it. Evgeny, thank you very much for this deep approach and your speech. And we're moving on, and let's move from the heroic deeds in such critical situations to routine deeds. I have a question to Andrea. Is it possible to speak about everyday heroism of parents, doctors, volunteers, and how shall we make sure that this quiet heroic deed be perceived by society as very significant? Good afternoon. First of all, yes, let's applaud. Yes, thank you. I will make a small presentation first, because you understand why the person who comes from Italy today here and will speak about patriotism, I should explain that. I came into Donbass in 2014. I was as a volunteer here in 2015, decided to stay there. I'm dealing with volunteers programs. I'm dealing with other things like international relations. So we do our best to make a bridge between Europe, Italy, because despite of the current situation in Italy, there are a lot of people who see Russians as friends. They understand that this is just the word of the government and that's it. So please understand why I'm here. Let's speak about patriotism. During this time, I live here, I live in Lugansk. I know what was important. Unity is important. You mentioned about volunteers. I work a lot with volunteers from Russia, who come not only from Russia, from Italy also. I have a public organization in Italy, and we built playgrounds for kids on Donbas. So we build sports facilities. So I'm in parallel, I'm dealing with volunteerism and also with the Russian organizations. For example, I have a friend of mine from Vologda city. He's a very good chief. And we went to organize for kids, for orphans. We organized different festivities at orphanages and in children's homes. I understand how important the word of a volunteer is. It doesn't mean that there's no state and the volunteers can do something. No, volunteers are just people who want to be part of something, who want to contribute and make something good. And they do as much as they can. Someone can give 1,000 rubles, so someone come with some humanitarian goods or food. And that's all in total can be called volunteerism, because in the situations we are now, it's not a really easy situation. It's very difficult. We can, anyway, we can defeat, of course, but we will win, but we should stay together. And so when people are far away from the front line, who don't know the war, just saw it on TV, but they understand that those people, they stand up for the whole society. And it can be called patriotism, because they understand very well. They can be, oh, it is not bad. They say if we are united, we are invincible. That's true. And not only volunteers, any person, as militaries, do something for the society, for the total and global victory. Because it's not only us who speak about war. Now, unfortunately, in the world, some part of the world, the globalist world, has declared war on Russia. And they will do their utmost. Everything to defeat Russia. But we should do the opposite, because I'm speaking as a Russian citizen. We have a big task, not only for the Russians. This is the task for the whole world. And I'm sure that Russia is not waging war now only for its existence. It wouldn't be right to say so, but Russia is fighting not only in the battlefield, in the information field, in the political arena. It fights for the health of all people in the world. And I'm a person who was born and lived in Italy. And Italy is a very beautiful country. And I think all Russians love Italy, Italian music, Italian cuisine. Of course, soon it will come. Sometimes I miss it here, but it will come soon, I'm sure. So all normal people who live in Europe, they know, they wait for our victory. So it's very important that the whole society stay together and unite in this war. And they shouldn't be only on the battleground. It should be in the information field, everywhere. It's really crucial. And this is the word patriotism. I'm not going to teach Russians patriotism. It's not possible. But I can tell you just that when I was in Luhansk in July 2014, and I saw patriotism there, because when I came there, I was the only one foreigner. I was speaking Russian, but there were many guys with me who came as volunteers. Nobody paid the volunteers, everyone knows that, but they wanted to talk to me. Why? Because it's Italian guy. What does he do here? They're wondering. I started to tell everybody and all of them, and different people from, there were from people from Dagestan, from Ossetia, from Vladikavkaz, Volgograd, from Chelyabinsk, Penza, different cities. So, and I, and during the war, when we were exercising, I understood that previously something, it was not clear for me what was patriotism, because it's not possible in our place. This is the power of Russia in this world. These are Russian people. And so, the whole society, not only those who are there, they help. They help, as doctors, volunteer doctors said, those who deal with information field. It's all a uniform front, united front. So, I wanted to, sorry for my Russian, which is not so rich as from other speakers, from my colleagues who were speaking before me, but honestly, Russian language is very complex. For foreigners, it's very difficult. But a very beautiful and very rich language, you know. So, we have a big task. Forum 2050, Forum of the Future, about building a strong country, strong youth, that's not only going to build Russia, but will fight and for building, constructing the new normal world with normal values that we protect right now. They can be spread all over the world. So we have a very big task. I saw here a lot of young people. And our hopes are with you. Please, guys, the future is yours. So, thank you, Andrea. Thank you very much. Let's give another round of applause. Andrea, you have an excellent Russian. Thank you very much that you share our values. And we're moving on. A question to Dmitry. Who is becoming the carrier of the image of the hero? How can we match it with the historical formats? Thanks for your question. Hello, dear friends. And when we speak about heroes, about heroism, all of a sudden, an image come to my mind, the image of our Russian Empire, and we'll explain why. If somebody wants to tell about the war on corruption, they remember Singapore, Lee Kuang Yew, and his efficient approaches. If you want to tell about heroes, the same association should come up with the Russian Empire, and I will explain why. Let us take the monument of 1,000 years of Russia in Novgorod. To design this monument, a special group was built who was thinking what kind of heroes should be depicted in this monument and why. The Russian Empire back in 19th century had a good instruction how to work and deal with existing heroes and who should be popularized and who specifically should be depicted on the monument. We should always think about the foundations, about the basis, and it's all see on the different levels. If you take a look at this, you see on the top, it's Orthodox, then you can go down from baptizing Russia and all the ways up. And heroes who took part in it, Duke Vladimir, Duchess Olga, then we should go deeper in the history, confrontation against Mongolian yoke, Dmitry Donskoy. All levels have their own heroes, but they're not only militaries, religious people, cultural people, our manuscript writers. Next level is the czars, Ivan the Great, Ivan the Third. We can move on. We see the appearance of the empire, Peter the Great. There are also a number of heroes. You can see Lithuanian dukes, and you would ask, what did they forget there? Because in building heroes of the Russian period, Lithuanian dukes at that time, in that historical period, were a part of the Russian world, because the Great Duchess of Lithuania was competing against Moscow for the leadership as the center for all Russian lands, and Moscow, thank God, won that fight. And what is needed now when we speak about heroism, how to popularize it, how to think about it? We should have the same clear-cut structure, same group. We have clear images. If we need a hero as a doctor, let's take a look at the history of our medicine, and we can for sure find dozens of examples. If we need to take, for example, the heroism of our militaries, we should have not only images from the Great Patriotic War, but also we should take our heroes from Russian-Turkish War, images of expeditions to the Central Asia. Our artist Vera Shagin has a number of paintings which can popularize these images. This image of probably an affair, but when Toshkent was captured without the order, some general just captured Toshkent and sent a report to St. Petersburg about that. Well, or another history of Yermak's expedition to Siberia. These are all the images we can use, and we can find modern heroes who would be overlapping perfectly those images right now. If we would remember Donbass, I think Donbass resurrection fits perfectly into what happens in the Ukraine under Bogdan Khmelnytsky, and same territories, even same regions, in this the desire to enter the Russian Empire. If we speak about this scale, very large scale heroes, do they remember often the Russian America? No, because we have not only Alaska. There was Russian California, Fort Ross, and we have so many heroes. We shouldn't stick to only one stage. It's not possible. That's why we have to work out a big team. We should take the group of heroes in every and each and every historical period. And we have also the compatriots who've become heroes. You can find in them joint features, similar features with historical characters. For every image of artists, cultural doctors, scientists, our adventurers, researcher, and of course military men, reformers, novators. When we speak about heroism, we should turn to the experience that our ancestors left for us. They had very clear instructions. Take and do it. You shouldn't reinvent the wheel. You shouldn't think how to work with heroes. Just take a look at the previous experience of previous generations. There's a ready structure that existed. I think that's it. I'd like to finish here. Thank you. Thank you, Dmitry. Thank you very much. We're moving to Nina Vat, a volunteer and blogger. And I have a question to you, Nina. What's your standpoint whether the digital environment influences on those we believe are heroes, and how we make sure that we do not lose the heroic deeds in this media noise? Good afternoon, dear friends, ladies and gentlemen. Of course, it impacts that. If we see the period before military operation, we had different heroes. This is the second session I'm attending today, and I'd like to split the time that I have here with you, with the youth here, and I'll explain why. First of all, unfortunately, there was no chance to ask more questions, and here I think for this question, who is a hero for you now and how to develop it in the social media, let's take Telegram, Instagram, whatever, TikTok, which is banned in the territory of the Russian Federation, by the way, but what is that for you? I'd like to ask from those young people who are sitting here in this room and using this. I will help you. I will help you. Please raise your hands if you want to speak up. Just to answer the question. Who are you and who are heroes of the media? Media environment, please. Who's become a hero for me from social media? First of all, probably the defenders of Donbas, those who are fighting now at the forefront, at least them, and as maximum, maybe, probably I wouldn't make an idol of somebody, because heroes are those, at least today, who protect our motherland at the forefront. And did your priorities change in terms of who was the hero for you before 2022 and after 2022? Before 2022, and even now, yes, these first and foremost our veterans who fought the great patriotic war in Afghanistan, in Chechnya. Maybe if we speak about heroes, we can mention them. Thank you. Thank you very much. Can you use this opportunity and ask my my nephew? Yes, please, but just an answer without comment. No comment, sure. What I want to say, you know, you see, somebody mentioned the international heroism, at least during the years of the Great Patriotic War, the resistance in Germany, in Italy, in France, all over the world, in these millions of heroes we have in this fight, and millions of names.
And we need to draw everybody's attention to that. We're talking about patriotism. You know, those bloggers need to pay attention to that. When you told me, with no comments, but how the senior generation can not comment on that if there are some inaccuracies by the youth. How can you but share experience, deputy head of Moscow State Regional Office Committee Valentina, the hope of Russia? So there is a big ask, favor to ask. So for example, you're a student of Moscow State University. You have a great historical faculty. Look inside the root. Look deeper. I graduated from the People's University of Russia. It doesn't matter, Moscow State University, People's University of Friendship. Look deeper. Look at the root. Look at the internationalism. Russians, everybody keeps on saying, but I have 10% of Italian blood and 18% of blood. My father is from is Tatar. So what's the point? What are we talking about? We will be talking about patriotism. And this is important. But patriotism starts with internationalism. Thank you so much for your comment.
Пожалуйста, да, конечно.
Да. У меня есть что сказать. Да. Мне кажется, что патриотизм.
It seems to me that patriotism is a definition.
Факторами и всеми.
Full of these factors and words and notions, which we are talking about. It seems to me. Talking to, you know, quoting Mr. Putin, we cannot but have any other united ideas besides patriotism. So these ideas are powerful, and they allow us to move on to a different level and then to accept notion which is full of things around you. This is the nature, this is the human habitat, this is the respect for traditions. At the end of the day, this is the care for the future of our state, not only of our state, but the world in general. Thank you so much, as patriotism can be regarded as a feeling of love for your homeland. Unfortunately, PhD in philosophical science, Olga Banchenko, so she deals with the image of the future in the foundation at the government. Thank you a lot. I do hope that you share your experience. We have timing issues. I try to give the floor to the youth, but in vain.
Только очень быстро. У тебя 10 секунд.
Have 10 seconds.
Да.
Даня.
Да.
Что для тебя? Кто для тебя патриот?
Who is patriot after the beginning of the military special operation? There is no specific person, but these are all those who are part of the special military operation. Before special military operation, did you have any hero?
Я бы не сказал.
I wouldn't say so. Probably yes.
Возможно,
these were the bloggers and so on.
As
2022, I was much smaller.
Было ума, так далее.
I didn't have enough brain at that time. Have your values changed? I'm happy about that. As for the patriotism, I would like to use a statement at the end of our session. For me, patriotism is about responsibility for those who are around you, neighbors, friends, relatives, nephews, your beloved. And when you take on responsibility for them, you help and do something good for them. And heroism, unfortunately or fortunately, we don't have many heroes, but these are the names we remember. They are in our mind, and they are in our memory of our ancestors. So you can be born a patriot, but you can only become a hero. Thank you so much. We have several minutes. I'd like to give the floor to each speaker to give guiding words to our great audience. Eugene, let's start with you. Dear friends, the youth, and not only the youth, the only thing I would like to guide you to, in doing your everyday victories, your consciousness should be the right connection with the God. This is only beacon which might highlight the way to you, so you shouldn't feel bad about that. Do not do that because of your morale, because your morale collapses where no people can appreciate your deed. So
нередко подвиги совершаются.
Heroic deeds are sometimes made by bad people. You know why? Because they don't have much morale, and very often they have a lot of consciousness. Thank you a lot.
Пожелание, ко мне, да.
Дмитрий, you know, during the civic war, the white movement had a picture with Russian fighter. Thousands of Russian history looks at you. So, you know, every person should remember this phrase when doing something and trying to make his own contribution to the development of our state. Thousands of history. Not every nation, not every state may boast of such a great history like our country has. Andrea? We can simply say, love your homeland, Russia. It's a combination of many people. As Russia is the third Rome, to be honest. I am the person from the first Rome, but Russia is really the third Rome. It is a country, the biggest country in the world, which cannot but be loved. What will you do? Don't think that the main goal of life is money. Money is required, but love for family, love for your nation, and believe in God. If you fulfill that, we will have great future. Andrea, thank you very much. Nina?
You
said everything, but
now
let's conclude this session on a positive note. Have a proposal. Do something good today. Doesn't matter to whom. To a bird, to a human, to a neighbor, to your beloved. Something tiny but very pleasant. And you see how karma will respond to you.
I'd
like to thank our speakers. The main message is that any of you is a hero. You should start with something good, then to scale it up. I'd like to thank for attending our session, and all the best to you. Enjoy your day.